Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
I will begin. My primary complaint is overly aggressive and physical men's league basketball guy. You know exactly who you are. I played you on Monday night. You had a beard. Not surprisingly, you sported a beard. You're in very good shape.
It's backing you in.
You're younger than I am. Very good shape. Seem like a nice enough guy. I don't need you setting rolling forearm screens 20 seconds into a game on a Monday night men's league game at the Mount Juliet Community Center. I'm past that.
The video?
We don't need you with 2 minutes left in an 8-point game flying through, hitting the back of someone's head. Please. Stop with it already. We're all out there to get a sweat in, to put up some points, and to eventually, hopefully, win the game. We don't need these body block screens being set throughout the game. So for overly aggressive men's league basketball guy, you know who you are. Stop it.
Well,
that is my primary complaint.
Stop screening me.
Church of Skins.
Oh, we wear jerseys. Well, and this is also a big issue I have. I get hit with three moving screens, so I go through the pick one time. Throw my shoulder, knock the guy down. He says, oh, you're getting mad already? You're getting mad already? I'm like, you're lucky it didn't happen the second time. If you keep doing it, I'm going to keep running over you or attempting to until they call a foul. Paul, go ahead.
So what I just heard there is Chad doesn't bang hats on Monday
nights. I bang hats, but I don't.
Verbally.
I only bang hats when a hat is banged. I respond with a banged hat by banging a
Someone
hat.
Must bang.
Enough locker room talk.
I don't bang the first hat.
He's not the initiator of the
banging.
Yeah,
I don't initiate by banging the hat in men's league.
I don't initiate either.
When hat is banged, I bang another hat back. Okay. How about that? Reed, go ahead.
When I was a kid, I was all about the Pepsi challenge because I wanted to be on TV and I wanted to drink free Pepsi. What I'm not about nowadays is the social media challenges going on. I don't care to see a legion of police officers lip-syncing like they're on Putting on the Hits back in the 80s. And whatever the Kiki challenge is, looks like the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. I want to log back on Facebook and get into arguments over politics again. That way I can get away from all of the challenges going on and being posted on Facebook. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long wait for me to get to this topic. My primary complaint... Ray Lewis.
Oh, yes. Paul, by the way, now standing, delivering his primary complaint.
He was pissed off for greatness as he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he sweated through his gold jacket. Now, listen, I am not going to pretend to be an expert in Christianity. And I understand that Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons do not believe in Jesus, but do not necessarily believe in the Trinity. As far as I know, though, other major mainstream Christianity, which I suspect Ray Lewis is involved in.
To our knowledge, not a Jehovah's Witness, right?
Worship, to our knowledge, not a Jehovah's Witness. In my knowledge... And my understanding of Christianity, I'm an Orthodox Christian. It's based on the Trinity, God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, Ray, in his speech, I'm going to read you a little excerpt here of his expertise in Christianity. When I started coming out of the tunnel, I wanted to really honor God. So it was funny. When I went to the right, it was for the Father. And when I came to the left, it was for the Son. When I came back for the middle, it was for the Holy Father, Son, all in one. So it just completely leaves out the Spirit. And whether that's his intent or not, either he's talking about a Christianity with a different wrinkle than most of us know, or he's showing himself off to be artificially religious because he can't even hold down the three elements of Christianity. And if he really wanted us to think he was honoring God, I don't think God was choreographing his pregame dance. Don't tell me it's not about you, it's about God, when it's all about you. And hey, cut the Holy Spirit a break. He's due a third of the credit here.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Well done, Paul. And I thought watching that part of the speech, even the crowd was confused on how to react to that. There was like a smattering of applause barely as he's doing it. Like, I don't know what to even do with this information.
How is this guy? I mean, we've covered this, but I'm going to revisit it. How is he so beloved and so worshiped when he is so completely nonsensical? He speaks like he's delivering a sermon, but it is the worst, most complicated sermon. It's a whole bunch of words delivered with great passion. But when you deliver the words with great passion, the edge comes off if the words make no sense. He makes no sense.
Well, he has veiled himself in this faux Christianity that he preaches as a way to keep you from
attacking
bringing
him
up the fact that he
a double murder.
He at the very least covered up a murder.
Of course.
Who?
I mean, it's
and Robert
disgusting.
Klemko, if you didn't read this piece, Trenton, find this piece and send it out. Robert Klemko wrote an incredible story about approaching Ray Lewis 13 years after the murders, revisiting him with some new stuff from the families of the murdered people. And he wrote about the bubble that protected Ray Lewis in Baltimore and how Ray Lewis's answer was that he was praying for Robert Klemko.
Paul, I know that you don't like Shaquille O'Neal for some of the same reasons people worship him as this
sage, but he's actually a mumbling idiot.
I find Shaquille O'Neal far more entertaining than Ray Lewis in his commentary.
I'll give you that, but that's a low bar.
A very low bar, but far more entertaining. 615-737-1045, the big Aristotle.
I can't stand Shark Week, but one of the promos leading up to Shark Week before Shaq's appearance, he was on there saying, I face now one of the most savage predators on the face of the earth, and no, it's not Charles Barkley at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
It's pretty good.
Strong.
Primary complaint time, 615-737-1045. We kick it off with Andrew. Andrew, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
My complaints with the national media and the amount of chastising Tennessee fans got for going against the Greg Schiano hire, and there's been barely a peep for all the Ohio State fans that are trying to keep a coach that could potentially covered up domestic abuse. That's my primary complaint.
There's convenient arguments. Now, I will say this. With the rally, and Tennessee fans, I think, got a bit of a raw deal. The rally they had with Greg Schiano, the actual physical amount of people there, very small. One or two people painted on the rock. That became every Tennessee fan doing that. I think that they've cut Ohio State fans a break by saying, and I agree with them on this. I agree with on both of them, though. There was like 150 people there that actually put their face to that protest. And Clay Travis is right. There's thousands of others on Twitter that will defend Urban Meyer to the death and badmouth the woman involved. So a little bit disingenuous of the media there. One phone line open if you want to jump in. 615-737-1045. We go to Christian up next on Primary Complaint. Hey, Christian.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Working a summer job outdoors. It's been pretty hot this past week. So on the way home after work one night, trying to stop by a Sonic, trying to get a nice cold slush. One of the newer ones that has the drive-thru. I go through the drive-thru. They asked me to politely go to one of the stalls. So I do what they ask, go to the stall closest to the door to try to help them out. Let me remind you, there's really late at night, nobody's there. Close to the door, order the slush, it's a dollar something. I give them a $10 bill, and the lady asks, would you like your change? Well, yes, I tried to use the drive-thru, and you told me to go to the stall, so I was trying to make it easier on you there.
Oh, and, she actually asked if you wanted change when you handed her $10 for something that was a dollar something?
It was a dollar and change, it's and bold. She asked if I would like change.
Wow.
Maybe that was the best served slushy in history.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a good day.
Of course you want change. What a bold ass from the woman at Sonic. I kind of, after hearing that, respect the Sonic lady for asking. I mean, why not try? The worst you can say is, yeah, I want change back. You're going to get an $8 and change tip at Sonic on a $1.50 purchase?
You know who she would have thanked if she got that big tip outside of the tipper? The Father and the Son.
That's right.
But not the Holy Spirit.
The Father and the Son, and then the Father and the Son together.
In the middle. On the dance. On the dance.
In the middle. We go next to Chris on line three. Chris, welcome in. You're on Primary Complaint.
Hey, Chad. Hey, Paul. What's going on, guys?
How are you, Chris?
Hey, my primary complaint is 440. People, since it has been part of it paid, people are flying. And the cops ain't doing nothing about it. And it, I mean, it's dangerous, y'all. I don't know if y'all been on it lately. It is crazy.
You know how long we've been waiting to drive fast on 440?
I mean, I'm all for making 440 the Autobahn right now.
Absolutely.
All the problems on that roadway.
Every time I'm on it, I feel like it's I'm in Beirut. Beirut is my default, like the infrastructure must be bad. There was a lot
Explain.
Of war for a long time.
Yeah.
And I just picture the roads being blown up.
I've never.
And that's what 440 feels like.
I've never sensed a problem on 440 of people going too fast. I did not think we'd get a call of people going too fast somewhere.
No, you can't go fast enough.
That's typically not a complaint we hear on this show. People going too fast. It's because we bang hats. Let's go next to Mark on line two. Mark, welcome in.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Great.
It's just the buildings, all the new buildings that they're building around town, the little patch of grass that's in between the sidewalk and the curb. They're planting all the trees there, and they just, they grow up and they grow out. You can't see around them. They tear your cars up and the other vehicles up.
What part of town are you talking about specifically where this is a problem?
Mostly downtown where they're building all the new buildings, the new apartment buildings and all that.
Again, I don't know that this is a problem. We've had back-to-back complaints where I don't see that being a big problem. I drive around downtown a lot. Reed basically lives downtown. Reed, are you experiencing a lot of problems with trees messing up your car downtown?
No, not yet, but I understand what he's saying. Every piece of green space downtown where they've renovated a road or whatever, they are putting trees on. This extension that they did over here, the extension of Division, which now can connect Division from 8th over to Lafayette, that bridge that goes over there by, what is it?
Frugal McDougal's.
Oh, that goes through now?
Yeah, it goes through now. Okay, they have put these about 3 foot tall lamp posts to light the way there because there's bike lanes and sidewalks on either side. There's probably 150 of these things on either side. From the moment they begin putting those up, people begin running into them. Like running up onto the sidewalk and just mowing them down. There's not been
purposefully.
I don't know. I drunk driving, I guess, trying to leave or go to the Frugal McDougal's. Like there's never been a point where all of those lampposts that they put up have ever been upright at the same time.
That's fascinating.
These are the types of issues we want to hit home with. The types of things that we didn't know about. I did not know there was a tree problem downtown and that the problem was there's too many trees. I thought we'd hear the opposite. Like they're cutting down trees. We have someone. I don't know why we're planting so many trees downtown. I want less green. Just give me more pavement.
Yeah, too much oxygen.
Too much oxygen out there. I mean, come on. Messing up my damn truck.
Paul likes to take oxygen away from people.
I hate getting leaves.
Less trees.
I want there to be oxygen.
I driving through a downtown and getting leaves on my car.
I want there to be oxygen. I just want to be able to take it away.
615-737-1045. One phone line open if you want to jump in. Corey is up next on Primary Complaint. Corey, welcome in.
Hey, guys. I really don't care how you're doing. I'm not going to ask you.
Well, we appreciate that.
No, not a problem. I think one of the trees he's talking about is right over here on 21st Avenue and Children's Way. It's like a broken branch that's hanging down and people's cars are hitting it or whatever. That's probably what it is.
Okay.
Anyways, my primary complaint is for people who are going to a traffic light where it's a red blinking light and a yellow blinking light. Or if the traffic light is just completely out and you don't treat it as a four-way stop.
People freak out.
People don't know that. They have no idea what to do. It's absolute panic.
You can tell right away, too. I can look at the car, and I can get one glance at who's driving the car, and I can see the uncertainty in their eyes about what to do. And I tell myself, this person's about to fly right through this, what should be a four-way stop. They're going straight through. They're going to follow the car in front of them. They're going to do whatever the car in front of them is doing. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep going.
Well,
you
the
can
thing
tell
about
right
it,
away.
If it's a red flashing light and a yellow flashing light, the yellow flashing light has the right of way.
Right.
That's telling them to proceed. It's not a four-way stop at
Slow
that point.
Slow down. Yeah. He said when it's out. And when
he said when it's one's flashing yellow and one's flashing red.
Yeah, well, people should know that. The red has to stop. The yellow's supposed to slow down. But when it's all out, everybody stops. And you go basically in order of who arrives first, or in my case, because nobody would go in the order of who arrives first or the person to the right. I just go because everybody else is sitting there going,
you're part of the problem.
Whose turn is it? I don't know. I'm looking at you. You're looking at me. I'm already through the intersection. You guys have fun sorting that out.
Part of the problem, too.
That happens at the four-way stop right up here by this station. The people don't know how to utilize a four-way stop.
No. Or the circles.
The roundabout, yeah. If I get behind someone with an Alabama tag at that roundabout,
I mean, it's not knowing how to operate a four-way stop. Is this one of those things that's just going away?
Yes.
With younger people?
I really think it is.
There are certain things that we could do that younger generation couldn't do because they didn't have to. I mean, is that... I feel like there are still four-way stops everywhere in America.
I think we're going to have to start getting rid of them because the lessons are not sticking.
Well, in the roundabouts,
also a lot
even
of the people in them aren't
people.
Young. They're old. Or
well, and the roundabouts even more confusing to people. I mean, you can't avoid a traffic light going out every now and again, so then you have to go by the rules of the four-way stop. But if people don't understand how to work a four-way stop, then what do they do?
Here's what we should start doing. Taking
really
licenses
on a big
away
issue.
From people.
That's
you
the
block the
step.
Box, stockade.
Stockade, you, followed by
second
license
offense,
removal.
License revocation. And I will oversee this. I don't have a lot of time, but I'll oversee it because it's an important civic issue.
The big shopping center in Spring Hill has a roundabout.
How big is it? When you say big. Dollar General. What else?
I mean, there is a PetSmart, a Super Target.
It's basically like Providence and Mount Juliet.
Yeah. Well, it's not quite that big. Maybe a quarter of the size.
Let's not act rash.
Providence, Rhode Island? Don't get rash. But the problem there is the roundabout. The people, my people, cannot navigate a roundabout.
Like if you went out and gave a half day unsolicited seminar, just like with one of these lightsabers that's being used right now. And just kind of conducted traffic. Do you think anyone would learn?
I don't know. My first experience at a roundabout was in a rental car in Antigua. So that's how I learned. I learned to drive a roundabout the wrong way.
You're on the wrong side
of the road.
I was telling this story when we were talking about going to London and how they drive on the wrong side of the street. And I remember a novel. I don't know. It was maybe like Ken Follett or Jeffrey Archer. But there was a protagonist, a woman who was in London, and she was going across the street, and she looked the direction she would have looked in America and stepped off the curb and got hit by a car and killed. And I've always remembered that from this work of fiction.
A buddy of mine texted me and said, will you please tell Paul that not every dumb person has a Southern accent?
Not everyone, but most of the ones around here.
I knew that's what you would say. My response was, they do in his book. Will on Twitter says, my primary complaint is when I can't remember a specific password for a website, I answer the security question and it resets the password, but won't allow me to reuse the old password. That should be my call if I want to take that risk of reusing the old one. Now, I will say, Will,
if
I agree with you.
If you knew the old one,
yes,
you should have remembered.
But I don't think the old one's that important to you if you didn't remember to put that one in.
This is my big password thing. I want a reminder. All right. I want a reminder. If I'm going to your site and I'm putting in my password, remind me what your specifications are. Has to be 6 characters, has to be 8 characters, has to be 8 characters with the capital and a number. If I know, then I know what my go-to is. But otherwise, I have to go through a cycle. All right. First, I try this. This is the second one. This is the third one. This is the fourth one. And it's a waste of everybody's time.
It's a big waste of time. Brent on Twitter asks, has anyone figured out the purpose of why all the roundabouts are gaining popularity?
For flow. It's
supposed to be for flow. Doesn't always work out that way, though.
No, not if you're stopped there going, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Call it both ways.
Let's go next to Gordon. Gordon, welcome in. You're on Primary Complaint.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. This goes out to the worthless POSSOB that was driving down Highway 149 on the way to Cumberland City, drove out of his lane into the emergency lane to hit and run over and kill a dog just walking down the road.
He did it on purpose?
He did it on purpose.
Even dog hater, even noted dog hater Chad Withrow wouldn't do that.
You need to report that guy. Did you get a license number?
No. I was so shocked. And I mean, I've got three rescues of my own. And I was so shocked and I was in disbelief that I pulled over and I didn't get the guy's number. I was so angry. My PTSD was showing.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Now, you said you're going to Cumberland City. Is this anywhere close to Cumberland Furnace?
Furnace, yeah. Are they sister cities?
No, it's Cumberland City is west of Clarksville.
Do you know where Cumberland Furnace is?
Yes, sir, I do.
How far away? It's south. It's west of here, right? Cumberland Furnace? So it's got to be south of Cumberland City.
Yeah, it's south of Cumberland City. Cumberland City is west of Clarksville.
I don't know why I asked these questions. Yeah. That was really riveting. I was curious, and I thought to myself, does anyone else really care? Probably not.
I mean, but we are fascinated by Cumberland Furnace based on Herschel.
Yeah. Hopefully it wasn't Herschel that murdered the dog with his car on purpose. It sounds pretty extreme. I've never seen anyone swerve at a dog on the side of the road or swerve at any animal. Only in Cumberland City. Let's go next to Brian. Brian, welcome in. You're on Primary Complaint.
Hey, boys. What's happening? Hey, first of all, Paul, you are correct. Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe in the Trinity, but however, Jehovah's Witnesses do believe in Jesus. Just a little quick side note I thought I'd throw out there.
No, and Paul said that. He said they believe in Jesus, but not all the facets of the Trinity.
Correct. Guys, I, being a delivery person, for a chip company in the city and around the world. Well, I don't deliver around the world, but I do deliver in this city and in Hendersonville. A lot of times I have to go to gas stations. One thing I continue to run into, and it baffles my mind. When some employee there leaves a note on the window, going to the bathroom and be back shortly. For one, why is there only one employee working at the store that cannot relieve you of so you can go to the bathroom? Because I know nature calls for everybody. But when you leave a note like that, it would be helpful to let us know when you're coming back or what time that you left so we can kind of gauge, should I stand around and wait for this guy to come back to the door to unlock it? Or should I just go on down to the next gas station down the street and get my gas? It's the biggest thing. I mean, you would be surprised how many people leave these handwritten notes on the window with no clue about when they're going to be back. That's all I got. Y'all be good.
Yeah, it's tough to think of a scenario in 2018 where that should be a thing, where the store is operated by one person and one person alone, that you would have to shut down the store for something like that.
But, I mean, I think it's funny that they think there's a big difference between the person being in the bathroom and the counter being unmanned, or the two people behind the counter being so engaged in their conversation with each other and ignoring you that they're at any further risk. If I was going to commit a crime against them, those two scenarios are the same. It amounts to nobody being behind the counter.
Let's go to Harry next on Primary Complaint. Harry, welcome in.
The clerk should specify going number one or number two so you know how long they'll be gone.
I think that's not a bad idea.
It's also funny to think that you're going to actually read that and be like, oh, and I'm now just going to go.
That should be the code. Back at one or back at two, you would know how long to wait.
So my primary complaint goes something like this. I go to a pool on the weekends with kind of a younger crowd, drinking. Music is acceptable. But what's not acceptable is, you know, these groups of friends come down with a cooler and the beer and the music. So they'll bring music. It'll be the first person to start playing music at the pool, right? Fine. You know, a little rap, a little Cardi B, maybe some Drake. It's fine. What's not fine is when the other group on the other side of the pool comes down and starts playing their music as well. And then a third group starts playing their music. So you get three different people playing three different songs and music at the same time from these little Bluetooth speakers. So you have literally just a cloud of music coming from all different angles. And it just gets annoying. It's like if you know somebody's playing music, you know, either tell them, hey, can I play? Or turn yours up. What really solves this issue is when the one person comes with a massive speaker.
Well, here's how you solve it. This should be, and it's a great complaint, Harry, but it should be like the great land rush, you know, in the movie Far and Away. If you put the stake down, it's your land. The moment you bring the boom box and you're the first one there, if it's at 9 a.m. and you're at the pool first and you've got the music blaring, you've established that you are controlling the playlist for the rest of the day. You can't then come in and be the guy who starts playing music over someone. We ran into this problem on the lake. We had two different boats at one point in the evening. The two boats tied up to each other, and there was loud 90s rap music on one boat and loud 90s country music on the other boat. And I'm the only one saying, can we please just someone turn their music off? Because this is really a weird mix with what's going on right now. When you have Travis Tritt on one boat and Mystical on the other one, it really makes for an annoying sound. Let's go back to the phones.
Also, I could see being on the lake and calling for no music. You're on the lake. Let's hear the birds. Let's hear the kids laughing and splashing.
I mean, there's times for no music and there's times for music. Let's go to Gary next.
Times for no music is when the music is country music.
Going to the lake is very different in Tennessee than it is in your parts, Paul. Let's go to Gary. Gary, welcome
in. Hey, guys. What bothers the crap out of me is how these kids coming out of high school choosing to commit to a certain school and how these adults just berate them and just try to shame them and bully them into choosing a different school and just not respecting what a 17, 18-year-old kid chooses to do, and that just flies all over me.
Yeah, that's annoying. You know what else is annoying? A 17-year-old kid yelling at me to respect my decision when he tweets out something about his commitment. I also hate that. That is one of the most annoying things out there, and I cover high school football. Do not yell at me with five caps. I have committed to the University of California. Respect my decision, or no interviews at this time! !
Yeah.
You're on a public forum also. People that are grown men tweeting high school kids disgusted about them picking one school. You're disgusting also. But you're also making the announcement on a public forum. Don't tell me respect my decision.
Respect feedback.
And no interviews. You're going to get feedback when you do that. That's why you do things on social media. The feedback.